Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. So what are some of the most common misconceptions when it comes to heaven? Especially, I'm sure you encountered those as you researched and prepared to write this book.
Well, maybe I could just reiterate again that the heaven that we're going to spend eternity is not in the clouds with the angels playing harps. Those are indeed biblical images, but the future home where we will dwell is this giant city, and the Bible gives dimensions, and if you translate it, it's about 1,500 miles square, and the Bible is pretty clear to say that these are the same dimensions on earth as there are in heaven. So to give you an idea, that's like from the Canadian border to Baja, California, and the center of this city, and I calculated it, I think it's somewhere near Denver. So that's a really, really big city on the new earth, where the old earth and all of the corruption and wrongness has passed away. And the gates of that city are going to be open perpetually. That's where we get the expression, the pearly gates. They're actually giant pearls that are carved out. So there's a lot of details about that heavenly Jerusalem come down to earth that people miss out on, and it's just stunningly beautiful how it's described in the book of Revelation. Well, so that's probably the biggest misconception.
Yeah, and to piggyback off of that, here's an excerpt from your book that I'm going to read and love to have you comment on. You say, people tend to think this physical world as being permanent. It's the dock to which we want to keep our dinghy tied to keep from drifting away. The truth is that this world is passing away. Anything that remains attached to it will share its fate. Jesus explains that the word of God will surely outlast the heavens and the earth. So this earth isn't even made to last forever. Talk about that. The earth will pass away and the heavens as we know it will pass away. Say more about that.
Okay. Well, first of all, we're told in the book of Hebrews that everything that exists now in the natural arena, the tangible stuff that we can touch and see, it was all made by the word of God when God spoke and said, let there be light, and so on and so forth. So this might sound like a bit of a side path here, but make no mistake about it, the enemy's assault on the simple Bible belief of creation is an assault against eternity, because if the enemy can convince people that these physical worlds just kind of came about on their own and didn't come by means of the Word of God, then you see it's very difficult for people to believe in something of any substance beyond the end of this physical world.